Yeah, Forrest?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened. It's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Basically, like I told Sid, is that this is like a brand new condo. You know, it's only 3 years old. It's in a development where they're building other buildings, and they're on their last one as we speak. And the reason why I can't sell this condo is because they have the incentives, you know, the builder. And so they people rather have the incentives instead of having a resale. So I'm starting to look into, you know, companies like yours that possibly buy, you know, units or whatever, because we did buy a unit up north, and it's on the contingent that we sell this condo. So if we don't sell this condo, I probably won't buy the other property. So I just thought that, you know, I'm calling a few different, you know, companies that buy houses and condos and see if, you know, anybody has any interest in how much I would be able to maybe get for it. I know I'm going to take a loss. I just don't know how much of a big loss I would take.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to explain the process to you. I mean, if you want to hear it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so, investor buyer like myself is going to take a look at what we can resell it for. So, what I'm trying to understand is I don't see your individual listing.
I give you the address, and you can be able to see it on Realtor.com.
It's on Realtor. Okay.
It's on Realtor, Zillow. It's on all of them. I have
Okay.
an agent until next month. You want the address so you could see it?
No, I see it. You're asking 30. Well, it says sold. It doesn't say for sale.
No, it's 6601 Satori Way, Unit 304.
Okay.
Okay, it's listed at 290 right now.
Unit
I low
304.
yeah, I low I lowered it, and I'll probably have to lower it again.
You said 290 is what you're at right now?
That's what I have it at, 290. Yeah, I mean it's in showroom condition. I mean it's only two and a half years old. We were the first ones in the building. This was the first building that they put up. Then they started putting up all the other ones, and now they're on their last building, which is across the way from me. And I would think once the units are sold, the rest of the units are sold, then, you know, anybody who wants to be in this area would look for resale. But right now, because there's still some models left, and well, it's by the pond and, you know, whatever, they probably, until that gets sold, no one's really going to probably look at mine unless I probably really, really lower it. Right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just trying different options. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah, I mean,
at
you're in
this
a
point.
there's 57 listings in that neighborhood, so
Well, not in my development. There's not 57. Maybe on Village Square Parkway, because they have they're building townhomes and other developments down Wood Lake and whatever. But not in my development. There's not 57. I don't think.
okay. All right, yeah, I see your unit 304, right?
Yes. You
And
see, it's, you know, it's brand new. There's nothing that needs to be done to it.
yeah, it's a beautiful home. Why are you moving up north?
It has better amenities. It fits our needs better as far as what we're looking for, you know, in a development. And it also is gated, and it's got ample parking, and it's different. Let's just put it this way. There's many reasons. I don't. I could go on and on, but
Is New
I just
York
told
your
you a
home?
few. I'm sorry?
Is New York your home?
No, I'm not gonna go to New York. I'm going to Leesburg, Virginia.
Oh, Leesburg. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to live in Haymarket, not too
Oh
far from.
yeah. Haymarket. We saw
Yeah.
the development. Is Haymarket is what is that? Regency? Is that Regency Virginia Valley? Was that not Potomac Green? Was that Heritage Hunt? Well,
Maybe
I
it's
get
Dominion
confused.
Valley. Maybe Dominion. That's the one.
Yeah, we love that development, but yeah, we didn't get in that one. We're going up to Leesburg, where Lansdowne is.
Okay. Yeah, I've
Hopefully,
seen that too.
Yeah, I mean, the amenities are really, they're out of this world, and it's got a restaurant and a bar. It just has more things for my husband and I to do than here. You know, so that's the reason why we're, you know, we're selling.
Now, let me
ask
you a question.
Do you
say this is, the other one's contingent on the sale of this one?
Yes.
Do you have a mortgage on this property?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. And what do you mean by selling it under fair market value, or, you know, retail value is another way to say it? You know, what do you really, what's your bottom line?
My bottom line to get, well, we have it listed at 290, and if I got 290, I'm probably going to only clear about
265,
like 270. Well, about 270-ish is what I'm going to end up probably clearing when it's all said and done, maybe 273, so, you know, because there's nothing that needs to be put into here, you know. The only thing is going to be the commission and all the other whatever closing costs, you know, bottom line. So I, between probably 272, like that, whatever. And that's also given me a $16,000-$17,000 loss at that price. As it stands now, if I was to get...
You said 60? You said 60, is that what you said?
No, I'm saying I would probably lose like $16,000-$17,000. I paid $288 for this condo.
Okay, $288.
So I did. I paid $280 because I'm on the third floor. Not only that, I have a screened-in balcony, which nobody has, except my neighbor next door, because I gave her the company that I used. So she just got it done 2 weeks ago. Okay, I have a screened-in balcony. It's not this is not made with a screened-in balcony. So I paid $2,500 for the screened-in balcony. And it naturally doesn't come with window treatments, but I have upgraded, you know, blinds in all the rooms. So that costs another $2,000. But people don't look at it that way. People will look at it, I get an incentive, you know, but they don't understand a new house, what it entails. It entails a lot of heartache because there were so many imperfections that we had to call customer care so many times. So now that all the nicks and crannies are gone, you know, now it's okay. But
yeah,
these people don't understand what they're going to get themselves into. I would never buy a brand new property again.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. But you know, that's how I stand right now. It is, like I said, this is on the contingency that I sell this. But on the other hand, I can't have two homes. I can only have one. You know, and, you know, I basically, I don't want to lose like $50,000, that's for sure, you know, because I'm paying a lot of money up north as it is, you know. I'm just asking for the best price somebody would give me when the time comes. I only got about another month and a half, I'm not sure. My realtor's on vacation, and I have to ask her when she comes back, what do we have it up until? And she's a great realtor. It's just that it's not going to sell. This is on the market 100 days now. And the only other thing I can do is take it off the market and put it back on, refresh it like.
It doesn't change anything.
It's probably not, but I don't know what to do at this point. So I'm trying every option. That, you know, calling companies like your company, you know, and seeing what, you know, maybe I'll look out, somebody will give me a decent price where I would say that this would work. But I don't know. I just don't know at this point.
What are the incentives that Ryan Holmes is offering?
They give like what the incentive that I had when we moved here, I paid $288, and they gave $8,000 for closing fees. And when, if the, let's say the closing fees was like $5,000-$6,000, the balance of that they put towards the HOA fees. So like the first year we didn't pay HOA fees for like 6 months.
What are the HOA fees?
The HOA fees here, it comes to $353 a month. There's two. One is $178, one is $175. It's the condo fee and then the Fox Creek across the way. I don't know why we pay that. I'm here 2.5 years. I still don't know why. I'll be honest with you. I have no clue. They have a clubhouse. I guess they belong with us or whatever. I don't know. I just pay the fee and that's it, you know. Here's your money and whatever.
Right.
You know, at this point, you know, again, this is a beautiful condo, you know. It happens, one of the other reasons is it's a little, the living area, only the living area, okay, is a little too small for my husband and I. We tried to make it work, but it's small, you know. It's good for one person, probably, you know. It's only 1,162 square feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the bedroom is nice and big. We have a king-size set in here. The computer room is a nice size. The kitchen is a good size. With a quartz countertops, beautiful counter. The master bath has a bench. It's beautiful. You know, well, you can see the pictures yourself, you know.
Yeah, I see it. It's a beautiful home. You have it decorated nicely as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But, you know... Other than that, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, so I see the new construction is selling at like $370.
That's the bigger model.
Yes,
that's the three. What gets me is the 379 is a sapphire. That's three bedroom, okay, and that's about 1,500 square feet. Now the one after this one, ours is the emerald. The other one is a ruby. It's only like 150 square feet bigger. That's going for $349. I don't understand how they get their prices. I really don't. And yet this is only going for, I think, the last I heard in the other building, it's 304. Then that might be the bottom floor, which means the top floor is probably maybe 312 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But again, you know, they like the incentives, but they don't realize what that's going to involve. And that I have, believe me when I tell you, it's a pleasure to have a screened in balcony. We got approval and I got it done last year and it was the best thing I ever did. My neighbor and friend said, "Oh, I love it, Mary. Who did you have?" And she got hers done. She got it approved by management and got it done. It's just, really something that you need with all the bugs and stuff. That's all I got to say, and the pollen. So, but, you know, nothing has made any difference in my listing. It does say a quick close. It says that I have a screen and balcony, but nothing has moved this. You know, I have, in 100 days, I had four people look at it. Okay, two people went with the incentives. Another one was interested, but the living room was a little bit too small. He had bigger furniture. And the last one that came, which was the other day, she was a bimbo. She thought that the model on the third floor was bigger than the model on the first floor, the emerald. Same model, same square feet, but she thought it was bigger. So she probably thought that we stretch walls up on the third floor. I don't know.
The air's thinner.
And that's it. We have four showings in 100 days.
Okay.
And that's where I stand.
Mm-hmm. And how many price reductions? Just the one?
We did two. Okay. We started at 304. Four or 305, I'm not remember, I forget, to 299 to 290.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go, we'll have to go down a little bit more. If I do refresh this or whatever, I'll have to, yeah, of course I can put it back up on at 290, then I'll have to go back down
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I stand. I don't know what else I can tell you at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to fight the builders. It's hard to outsell the builders because they can sell new construction and people can get the walls the color they want. And the floors how they want it.
Yeah, if they do it before time, but if they do it after the fact like mm-hmm. I did and a lot of other people did in this building, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You have a standard. So ours is standard. We had to buy it because it was already built. Once it's built, that's it. You're sunk. We couldn't say add the backsplash. We couldn't say, listen, I like the lighter gray cabinets, not the white.
Right.
you know, well, we don't want the white walls or off-white, or whatever, antique white, whatever this is. You know, some people can have that luxury of, you know, and some people can't. It all depends.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so how we work is we work off of what people pay. So we work off of, you know, what are the sold properties in this area? What do they sell for? And so when we look at that, you know, we want to look at the most recent deals the same way. You probably already know all of this, okay?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So when we look at what's sold, you know, we're looking at a lot of these are for rent. Interesting. You know, we try to find it. So basically your house, I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes, is like worth $300,000. Let's just call it, right? I mean,
right.
Even though you're trying to sell it at less than that, it's still, it's probably what it's worth.
Right.
And so in saying that, you know, a cash offer, we work off a 10% overhead.
Right.
We work off a 10% profit, and then we work off a 10% cost of doing business as a retail transaction on the back end when we have the realtor and everything. So, you know, with all that being said, basically our offers start, and your house doesn't need any repairs, but, you know, repairs would come after we take that 30% mm-hmm. off. So if we were to value your house at $300,000, then, you know, the most that, you know, me or any investor would be willing to pay or could pay would be around at $215,000, which is probably way too low.
Yeah, okay. okay, Forrest, I'll have to stop you right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I got an offer higher than that.
What offer did you get?
My last one, and I said no to that anyway, $240,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's given 80%. You're taking 70%. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the 215 wouldn't work. But all right, Forrest, I'm going to cut it short. I got to go cook. It's not. It won't work out. But I do appreciate your time and how you came across it and explaining everything to me.
Have a nice afternoon.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.